Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just trying to make notes and keep up with the news.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's just rolling out. And every time I watch these president and those guys not paying any attention to the distancing that they want everybody else to do, it's kind of like almost they're mocking everybody. But I'll get into that a little bit later. It's kind of interesting. I got an email from somebody who says, hey, woke up this morning before sunrise around 6 a.m. 2:23, so this is in February 23rd. I go outside to look up like every morning, and I begin to get dizzy. Feels like the earth is shifting because I see the stars falling. Unbelievable. I counted approximately 60 low Earth orbit satellites flying over me in three sky highway lanes. It all lasted for about 10 minutes. It was pretty disgusting to witness the beautiful, once innocent sky out in the country to be polluted with all of this garbage. They were coming in from the northwest and going southeast. I do not know which ones they are. They're probably Elon Musk. they're setting us up, folks. It has all related to do with 5G. And the satellites that Musk is putting up, I think he's got permission to put up over 12,000 of them. And they're busy doing it. And as you know, Trump and the rest of the world, Putin and the rest of them, are all pushing for 5G. And we can get into some of this COVID-19 and its relationship to 5G, nanobots, chemtrails, et cetera, as we go down through all this. But I wanted to also read something to you which I think proves where this is all going and who's behind it. Henry Kissinger, pandemic will forever alter world order. Remember the Ordo Ab Cael of the Masons? And by the way, if you're a Mason, you listen to this, you better leave it, or hell is where you're going to go. The Lord is very, very explicit about what he thinks about Masonry and what he's going to do to those who practice it. Just a warning to the wise, and if you're not wise, well, then you're just going to end up in a very bad place. But isn't this interesting, Larry? Kissinger is telling us now what this pandemic was all about in the first place.
Yeah, I'm not shocked at all. And as a matter of fact, we're also hearing the same thing from George Soros and Bill Gates. And I was looking the other day, maybe it's a lax spirit, but I looked at a recent picture of Bill Gates as he's older now, and he really resembles a whole lot George Soros. And I thought,
yes,
well, maybe it's a lax spirit. But they're also, were the last couple of days, releasing information saying that because of this COVID-19, we don't need to hold to the family doctrines anymore. And we need to get away from a family-oriented situation. In other words, forget the families.
Yep. Totally anti-Christ, anti-God, Psalm 2, the rulers and leaders of the world. Folks, Psalm 2, you're watching it, right? And it's coming out of the mouth of these very evil, evil people. They think nothing of killing millions or billions of people. Why else would they carve in granite or marble, whatever those things down there called the Georgia Guidestones are made of? Why would they carve in stone? We got to eliminate now about 7 billion people. And furthermore, why would the state of Georgia be so proud of a monument that is anti-God to its core and wants to murder 6.5 to 7 billion people? And they think nothing of it. They brag about it. Here's what David Rockefeller said. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Well, guess what the crisis is? You're watching it on TV every evening when these guys come out, our illustrious leaders who pay no attention to the distancing because they don't have to. And we'll get into that maybe a little bit. I tell you what, I put up two very, very important videos on thelightgateblogger.com. One of them has the picture of the viruses on it, and then there's one either just below it or just above it. You need to watch those, and you'll understand what's probably, and I'm saying just probably, going on. This is the biggest scam ever perpetrated on humanity. It's not that it's not real. It's real. It's just what they're doing is they're piggybacking on the fear to isolate people. Now they're even telling you, gee, if you're a family in your own house, you got to keep isolated. You got to be at least 6 feet apart. Now I read where you got to be 27 feet apart. The only reason they're doing all this, and it relates back to 5G, there are many, many reports now coming out where they're installing 5G in all the schools because nobody's at school. And they're putting up 5G towers everywhere else as well. I just want to read a few headlines and break in here anywhere you want, Larry, because we really need to talk about some of this. Louisville is forcing unwilling coronavirus patients to self-isolate. Is it right? Two Louisville coronavirus patients and a family member have been ordered by circuit judges to isolate and wear tracking devices after health officials learned they'd been in public against medical advice. Since when, in a country which is supposed to be a republic or a democratic situation, we're not supposed to be a democracy, by the way, we're supposed to be a republic, since when do these Nazi-like people come out and lock us down? Did they ask any of the American people if they really wanted to be locked down? Did they ask anybody if they wanted to take the risk? So now what have these Nazi people done? And that's what they are. This is the rise of the Fourth Reich, exactly as Bible prophecy said would happen. The fourth beast of Daniel is in your face right now. And it's just fascinating to watch how these rich men of the earth have really pulled off a beautiful, if you want to look at it from their perspective, coup against the entire human race, and they got away with it. Nobody's asking any questions. Everybody's scared to death. It's amazing to me. And now they're saying, well, you got to wear a tracking device. Well, I can tell you where this is going to go. You're either going to get a vaccination and the mark, or you're going to be either killed, sent to a FEMA camp to be exterminated, or just totally isolated from society. And now we got judges doing this. We have governors who are just draconian martial law baloney, and the American people are falling for it. Well, they deserve it. I'm not going to criticize our leaders for doing it, because the people of America deserve it, or God would never let it happen. This is a judgment direct from the Lord. He's allowing these people to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to wish they never had done it. But you can't, like Daniel the prophet says, the wicked will never understand. Only the wise will really figure out what's going on here. And it's the biggest scam ever perpetrated. And it's going to continue. I can guarantee it. Even if they were to relax it just a little bit, they have now proven to themselves, and I'm talking about the rich men, the rulers, the kings of Psalm 2, have now proven to themselves they can get away with anything. And the American people will bow down and lick their black boots. And this is exactly what's happening. And, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're exactly right. And the interesting part is, you said it's the biggest coup in American history, or even world history, against the populations of the world. And it's so interesting that it really wasn't that hard. It wasn't hard at all. And I'm not channeling Art Bell, but, you know, Art Bell was right. He said even if martial law, you know, is playing on television, they're too lazy to get up and change the channel. So once it started, they're not going to change anything.
No, they don't want to. They're afraid of death. That's the problem, why they have to eradicate the real Christians, because the real Christian, although he might not like the process of dying physically, he's not really afraid of death. They hate Jesus Christ, these people. They hate him with a passion you cannot even imagine how much they hate him. And, of course, Satan is the overlord of the entire matrix. And as we did in our books of Frequency 1 and 2, you're in a matrix. And I just don't understand why people can't figure this thing out. But then again, I guess if you don't study your Bible to show yourself approved, then God's attitude is, well, you deserve what you got. Either God is righteous in his judgments, or he isn't. And I, for one, would never say God is unrighteous in his judgments. We're all going through judgments. And that's, in fact, the Lord says, I, the Lord, love judgment. In fact, in I believe it's in Luke, where he says, you passed over judgment and love. Oh, you did all the great works. You went out and did everything you were supposed to do, you know, helping people and being this and that and giving and all this stuff. But you never came into judgment, and therefore you never found out what love was. Very, very interesting. Here's a headline, Larry. Giant red flashing warning signs are screaming something huge is about to go down. What does the United States government know that we don't know? Now, I know you've followed some of this stuff that's going on. Has Hal Turner had anything to say about a lot of this or not?
Well, he's been trying to give some warnings out, and you know, I noticed some of the replies, and people were mad because he just posted one this evening, and I sent you a copy of it. It's it's very interesting, and I actually posted it on Yahoo Group and also on the a link with the blog. But what was so interesting is the fact that if you look at it really closely, it seems to warn to prepare immediately, just told. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything other than that. But there's a very cryptic image, photo image, on that heading. And it seems that this is just my opinion. When I looked at it very closely, it's someone wearing a watch. And this watch is this watch has military time and civilian time on it, and it also looks like a countdown could be involved. And on the side of the watch, very tellingly, is the date that you've been warning about. It's 04 April 2020, and you know, that doesn't say a lot. But listen, you got to think about where Hal Turner's coming from. If people don't realize, Hal Turner was sent to federal prison because during the Obama administration, he said some of the things that he wasn't supposed to say. So they sent him to federal prison, okay? And he's also was a member of federal task forces and worked for the FBI and other organizations. And so he said the wrong things, and so Obama's people sent him to federal prison. So here he is on this side of federal prison. He can't say a lot. There are things that he hears. He can't say a lot. But people get mad because he said four words: prepare immediately, just told. And then puts that watch image out there. And so I'm looking at the watch image, and I'm thinking, boy, it seems to dovetail into Stuart's warning. What do you think?
Well, you know, when you look at that watch, it has a red zone on it. And the red zone goes from 12 o'clock, and there are little gradations, exactly 10 of them. Now, remember what we were told about the 10 days? And 10 days of darkness, I think, is what they called it, or whatever it was. And Trump has, he seems like he's the reluctant dictator. I don't know what else to call it. Because he comes out and says, well, I really don't want to do this, but I'm being told I really should. And so he holds off, and he holds off. Meanwhile, of course, you got all these hue and cries from everyone saying, lock the country down, lock the country down. Let's all go broke together. Let's just destroy our economy together. We got to shut down all the businesses. We've got to all isolate and stay home. Anybody that goes out needs to be arrested immediately or shot for doing that, because they're endangering everybody else. And so what you have here is a renegade, out-of-control government from the feds all the way down through. Not here, not just here, either, all around the world. I have never in my life witnessed how docile the people are when it comes to this. Oh, sure, I might starve, but I'll comply. And on and on and on it goes. I don't know, Larry. They've been working on this, I guess, for a long, long time to make snowflakes out of all the people. And what's going to happen? I guess I would ask, what's going to happen when the government says, you are going to take the mark or we are going to kill you? If people will acquiesce to all this stuff, I can understand why the Lord says multitudes of his own people will take the mark. Unless there is a gigantic revival beyond anything we can imagine that's going to happen. What do you think?
Well, what's interesting is at the same time, I noted this evening, and I called you and sent you a link to Dave Hodges, who had posted, you know, you remember Hal Turner said prepare immediately, and had said he had just been told some information which he couldn't repeat. And Dave Hodges and Mike Adams got together and posted an article, and I'll read the headline. Dave Hodges says it's urgent notes, so urgent that he had to post them as notes instead of actually sitting down to write a long article. And he said that basically the headline is China is poised to attack America during our peak financial and social chaos and prepare for global warfare and economic decimation. Oh, I don't know. What do you think? It appears that some of Hal's information might dovetail into that article.
Yep. And 4-4, remember, folks, we told you about Passover, 4-11, and that area. And 4-4 would therefore be a day warning to the Christians if it involves the ark or the rapture of the bride, which is to occur at any time out of the blue, we're told. In fact, if you go on YouTube, type in Kent Peters, which I advise everybody to do, because I believe what he says is totally accurate. When he had this vision from the Lord, I don't think he was very old. He knew nothing about the Bible, basically, at all. And he was given this tremendous vision. And the vision starts, basically, with the world as normal. You know, the basic up and downs we all have. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, this gigantic worldwide graves are blown apart, basically. And then he sees people in white robes walking around a little bit, and then they all vanish. That was the rapture of the church. That was the rapture of the bride, which everybody poo-poos, says there is no such thing. Well, then the Bible's lying. Because there is such a thing. It's not called rapture in the Bible. It's called something else. But it means rapture. It's a violent removal of people. I liken the rapture to if you took metal shavings and you mix it up with sawdust, and then you take a huge magnet over that box, all those metal shavings are going to fly up into that magnet. That magnet is Jesus Christ. And the little metal shavings are his people. That's how it's going to work. It's going to be violent. It's going to be quick. In a twinkling of an eye. And I know a lot of people think, well, all kinds of things got to happen before that occurs. No, they don't. No, they don't. We are at the precipice. I'm not saying that my position, of course, is pre-trib or at-trib rapture, because I don't see where Daniel's 70th week has anything to do with the church. The church age becomes over. And I know a lot of people don't even believe in dispensations. Then how do you explain where Paul says you can give your life for the faith? In other words, be beheaded or killed or whatever, because you're witnessing. If you have not charity, which is divine agape, which means if you are not born from above, it profits you nothing. Go into the book of Revelation, and what happens right after the church age is over? You put your head in the guillotine, and it profits you everything. That's a dispensational change. And I don't know how close we are to the rapture, but I do think we're very, very close to Daniel's 70th week. And I know Larry, I don't know what he thinks about the 70th week, but when I see the Sanhedrin petitioning Trump and Netanyahu to perform not a practice sacrificial lamb that they kill and burn, a real live sacrifice on the Temple Mount.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, Stuart. While you're talking about that, I don't know if you've seen today's Breaking Israel news.
No.
Jerusalem has suddenly, and the videos are on the link at BreakingIsraelNews.com, Jerusalem, the residents, you know, and they are petitioning to have a full, live, actual sacrifice on the Temple Mount. And apparently last night, residents, I'm reading the article, awoke with a mysterious, simultaneously midnight shofar blast in the sky, all sounding, you know, across Jerusalem and Israel. And they're saying that they think that was some kind of a sign or a warning. And the rabbis are all saying, we've suddenly been hit with the sound of a spiritual wake-up call.
Yes. Well, a lot of people don't realize what Israel has been going through. Israel has to go through the time of Jacob's trouble. And we can say the time of Israel's trouble. It's called Daniel's 70th week. Now, this is very, very interesting, because if Antichrist is to cause the sacrifices and the oblations to cease or stop, they have to begin, don't they? In other words, they have to be in full operation in order to have Antichrist come in and say, you're not going to do that anymore. And think about who Jesus Christ is called, the Lamb of God. What is Israel doing then, killing a lamb? They're mocking. They don't like Jesus Christ. And it's not anything I don't believe you can blame them for at all. God said, I'm going to blind them. Why did he do that? Well, Paul tells us, don't you be proud, church. Don't you be arrogant against Israel. He did it so that the church could come into full play around the world. When the church age is over, remember that Israel had covenants that they made with the Lord. There's the Abrahamic covenant. The primary one is the Davidic covenant. In all of the covenants, remember, they were set aside momentarily. But when the church age is over, God is going to once again take up his controversy that he has with Israel. The rise of the Sanhedrin is one of the most important signs we've ever had as to how immediately close we are to the taking out of the church, or a shift in dispensations, no matter how far in the church goes into this Daniel 70th week. I can't tell you that. I don't know. I mean, everybody has their rapture theology. The only one that really counts is the Lord's rapture theology. Our opinions don't really matter. But I think we can all say, when we read this kind of stuff that Larry just read, we are awful, awful close. That's amazing, yeah. Larry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna mention also the fact that, you know, on the last show I read from the book of Esdras,
yes.
A little different interpretation that it had talked about at the time of a horrible star coming, that suddenly there would be some kind of removal. And by the way, I wanted to remind people again of the Native American woman. It's a full-blooded Native American woman, Choctaw Indian, that prays for Darnette and I, and recently had an experience to where she was standing there and saw me and Darnette getting together with a lot of other people, that, and the Lord was standing in the midst of us, and we had been given white apparel to wear, all of us that were leaving, and we were leaving with the Lord. And he turned, and she said, well, what about us? Because she loves the Lord, and her family loves the Lord. And he said, they're ready. It's time for them to go, but you're not ready yet. And said, it won't be long, and I'll be back.
Well, there you go. See, there's two phases to the rapture. The tribulation saints, the ones who put their heads in the guillotine, they also go. And but it's at a different time. And I don't know. I suppose people get upset and they argue and they fight over the rapture doctrine, and it's kind of foolish in a way, because we're all going to find out quick enough. But the other thing is going along with the Sanhedrin is what's going on with the COVID-19 and all the lies and all of the stuff that they're feeding the American people and people around the world. Oh, you've got to just stay at home. I mean, you can be a carrier and never even know it. You're going to have to prove, like Larry was just saying from Bill Gates, you're going to have to prove somehow that you're safe to go back out into the public. Well, the only way you can do that, I guess, is to get a vaccine. And you can see what these rich men are doing. I feel I don't feel sorry for the rich men because I know what fate awaits them. I was shown part of it, and I don't know why they're doing it. I have no idea. Why would you trade eternity in hell for a couple of years of absolute power over the people of the world? It's irrational. But what we're watching our governments around the world, and including America, is irrational, totally irrational, almost insane, what they're doing. Why would you shut down the entire global economy, wreck families, basically starve them to death over a little tiny virus that probably isn't a virus at all, something else? And some really astute doctors are beginning to figure out what kind of a scam this really is. I suppose there's going to be a lot of argument over all that. Doesn't matter. What matters is what they're doing. And what they're doing is destroying you. That's what they're doing. Can you imagine when you really add up the death rate from what they call COVID-19, which, by the way, probably doesn't exist per se. I'll get into that maybe a little bit. That has a death rate, when you compare it to 2017, 2018, 2019, and even now 2020, for just influenza, let alone deaths from cancer, let alone deaths from being obese, heart disease, liver failure, kidney failure, et cetera, et cetera, it's minuscule. Has Trump and the rest of those guys down there in Washington shut down America because people have heart disease, kidney failure, influenza? I mean, come on. We're being lied to left and right. First, let's take a good example. Nobody needs masks. Masks are, well, we just don't need them because they're ineffective. Then suddenly, we need masks for the frontline people. But nobody else needs to wear them. In fact, they shouldn't wear them. Now what are they doing? Trump just came out and said, well, you know, probably everybody should be wearing them. This is insane. And what they're doing is they keep saying, well, you know, it's down the road a ways. We've got to lock down at least until April. Then others are coming out and saying, well, at least until the end of May. And pretty soon it'll be, well, at least until August. By that time, your economy is zero. Your stock market is zero, just like Noy said was going to happen, just like David Wilkinson said was going to happen. It's all engineered. And it's all deliberate. It's all willful. And it's evil to the core. Unbelievable evil. Worse than Nazi Germany. Worse, actually, than what Pol Pot did. You realize what this is going to do to the American people, let alone people of the world? I mean, I don't understand why people are just accepting this without question. You have every legitimate right to rise up and ask your governor, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why are you wrecking everything we've worked so hard to do? You're destroying my family. You've destroyed my business, all in the name of some stupid little virus whose death rate is so far below influenza all by itself. Are you going to lock us down then forever? The answer is yes. That's what this is about. You're watching the fourth beast of Daniel rise up. Listen to who? The World Health Organization. Totally corrupt from beginning to end, like the CDC. And what are they doing? Contradicting themselves. over and over and over again. How many times do the people have to be lied to before they figure out, gee, I wonder if they're lying to us about any of this? I don't know. Here's a headline, Larry. This is a good one. Idiots burning 5G mast after conspiracy that radiation sparked coronavirus is spread by Amanda Holden and celebs. Conspiracy nuts, listen how they're wording this, are reportedly setting phone masts alight and targeting engineers after bizarre claim 5G radiation caused a deadly coronavirus spread. There are, I don't know how many reports out there about the dangers of 5G and what it does to the human body. Remember, the human body is an electrical unit. We are electromagnetic beings. When you start adding in interferences through electromagnetic waves, you're going to cause problems. So it's not that far-fetched. If this is true, why are they putting in 5G in our school systems all over the United States? One might just wonder why that is true, what they're up to. Do you need to shut down the world to do that? Evidently, you do. Anyway, here's a little somebody sent me this. Those who know the true Christ Jesus will not be taken by surprise by the smoke and mirrors in this final scene of the grand stage of events. He who has eyes to see and ears to hear will know and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying as it plays out before us. What do you think, Larry? I think that's an excellent remark.
That's a good word. I mean, that's really a crystal clear word. And as a matter of fact, you know, I recently put out the word I'd received, you know, talking about the reed that bent with the wind to survive.
Yes.
And how it would lay down and then pop back up after the wind had gone by. And I got an interesting, I don't know if you saw the post or not, but I got an interesting post back from someone on Facebook or some of that said, oh, in other words, maybe the Lord's telling all his people to lay low. And I thought, you know, that's a pretty interesting word.
Well, it does say that. It says when the prudent, when they see evil coming, they just kind of vanish into the woodwork. I don't know if we can all do that, but the Lord did say he'd hide his people. Here's some humor. Why hasn't President Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to force the New York Times and Washington Post to convert their facilities to produce toilet paper? I thought that was pretty good. So then I added one. And why has Trump not used the Defense Production Act to force Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and the others to teach Americans the Bill of Rights? Just food for thought. I don't know. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I did want to make a quick comment and tell people that our April 1st radio program went up on Vimeo. Dorothy Crothers is now home and has already put up the April 1st show, and so she's back in gear, and we're so glad to hear she's home and operating again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What else you got you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, there's also a couple of interesting notes Hal Turner had up today. Urgent Intel says the food supply says covert intel government sources are reporting that the Chinese have now told their people to prep for 3 to 6 months of foodstuffs now because of serious food shortages or war. And by the way, that seems to dovetail back into a report that went up yesterday, and I did post it. Says that the Chinese PLA, or, you know, the Chinese Army, are having so-called missile drills, but U.S. intelligence is confirming that the Chinese army has begun moving nationwide missile systems, which is completely out of the normal for China, and it's under scrutiny of U.S. intel agencies. But I don't have much faith in U.S. intel agencies anymore since they got involved in a coup. And, you know, the whole country, and I heard Lou Dobbs today make a really good point. He said, you know where Congress was and the Supreme Court and all of those when a coronavirus was coming into America? They was on the floor trying, you know, in Washington, trying to impeach the president.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they're insane. Let's be honest. This is what they are. They are rabidly insane. I personally believe this is the Lord's way of turning ruler against ruler. This is what we're watching. I don't think you realized, and I certainly didn't realize how far up this was going to go, but it's right there in the book of Jeremiah that ruler would rise against ruler. There would become violence in the land. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that means, whether that's revolution. I can't imagine people are going to put up with this much longer. some people are actually, they're out of food. Here's a headline that dovetails right into what you said, Larry. A perfect storm. U.S. facing hunger crisis as demand for food banks soars, and they're running out of food. And a lot of people, of course, are afraid to volunteer for this sort of thing. And this is just going to keep going. And soon, if this follows the way it probably will go, they will start leaving the cities to find food for their families. Well, where are they going to go? In the rural areas. You've even seen that down there where people are going all over just to find food, you know, at the little stores that are outside the cities. So all the land, folks, around the cities is privately owned. Most of it's rural farmland where the farmers grow their crops. they're not going to take too kindly to hundreds of thousands of people showing up on their doorstep. I don't think. What do you think, Larry, on that one? You being a police officer, you've seen the bad side of people.
Well, there's a lot of good people that, even though they're good people, you're not going to come take from their family. You're not going to come up and kick their door in and take their stuff. You might do it in the cities, but the country is going to be extremely more difficult. And, you know, whether it's fair or whether it's not fair, that's what a lot of people are facing. And by the way, Holly Dale also had posted that a lot of the people had come out of the I guess it's Boulder, Colorado, or Colorado Springs and, you know, Denver, and were going way out into the areas, even around Pueblo where they live, and you know, taking all their food supplies out of the stores. So this is all across the country. This is going on. So it's just a time that's it's just not good. It's just going to be a very, very difficult time.
There's something going on this whole thing. Somebody sent me a video that what they did was they asked people who had a video camera in all the different cities to go out and look at the hospitals and to see if all this panic stuff was going on, where people by the hundreds were lining up for tests and where the ambulance were coming in and out and all these bodies were being hauled around. And so a whole bunch of people went out with their video cameras just to see what was actually going on. And guess what they found? Hospitals were quiet, virtually nobody there. They talked to one of the ambulance drivers. Well, how many COVID-19 patients have you had? Well, I don't remember, he said at first. So they pressed him, well, gee, one or 100 or what? He says, three. picture after picture after picture of clinic, not closed, but nobody there. One of them ran into this woman who had been on, I don't know if she'd been on TV or what, but she'd said something about, oh, there's just hundreds of people lined up here and blah, blah, blah. Well, they went there and nobody was there. So they confronted her with it, and she got so mad that a police officer had to come and kind of hold her at bay. So what's really, what's going on? It's like they're playing with us. You have, it's almost like politics, the Republicans versus the Democrats. And behind the scenes, they're all getting together, having parties and laughing. So what we're hearing here are two opposing stories. Or somebody went on over there in Italy, where one of these hospitals was theoretically just overwhelmed. They couldn't find anybody. It was empty. What's going on? Deep state, the children of darkness are far wiser than the children of light. That's right out of the scriptures. In other words, they're more devious. They're more manipulative. They lie through their teeth. And they can do it with a straight face. I've never seen anything like it. And it's just amazing what's going on. What do you think, Larry? How do we get so many opposing, directly opposite reports?
Well, I don't really, you know, I don't know about the other parts of the country. I assume it's similar. But all the hospitals and medical centers in our region, even though they're open and there are doctors there, you almost have to make an appointment to even get in. All the hospitals are closed except for the back emergency entrance, and you can't get in there until you call ahead or an ambulance brings you in. So that may be accurate in what they're saying. They're not seeing a lot of activity. But on the other hand, the system that set this up doesn't let it appear there's any activity because the only ones that can get in is in certain locations, and otherwise all the hospitals look shut down.
Yeah, when I went up to, we went to Menominee, and I looked over to where the Mayo Clinic system is. It was loaded with cars, like normal. So I don't know, maybe the Mayo system's not paying any attention to the governor and the rest of these things. But they were open. Their cars were in the parking lot. It was just filled like it always is. In fact, I think I've mentioned it on Night Shadows before. Right here, if you go by there any day of the week, it's mobbed with people. And I've often wondered, what in the world is going on? Are people that sick? Are people just not feeling well? What in the world is going on? Well, that hasn't changed, so I don't know. And I don't know, you can't even vet the videos that these guys are putting out there that there's absolutely nothing going on. And why? And then they went into one of these trucks that's supposed to have all these bodies, refrigerator trucks. They said there's nothing there, nothing, nobody's in there. So I don't know what's true and what's wagged a dog. And I guess nobody else ever will. We know only one thing. We know where this is going. We know what direction it's taking. And that's total lockdown. They're further rolling out this down the road, down the road, down the road. Oh, well, you know, when we get past this, we'll relax and everybody can go back to work. Meanwhile, of course, I just read an article where if you're not in direct deposit, you can wait all the way through August before you're even going to get a check from the government. Well, guess who is paying for that check that you're getting? You did. With your taxes. I don't know. Oh, well, it makes people feel better, right? Wisconsin farmers forced to dump milk as coronavirus slams the fragile dairy economy. Listen to this. I'll just read the first paragraph. About 7 o'clock Tuesday night, Golden Eagle Dairy got the call that any dairy farmer would dread to get. they were asked to dump 25,000 gallons of milk a day because there was no place for it to go, as the marketplace for dairy products has been gutted by the closure of the restaurants, the schools, hotels, and the food service business. They're destroying all of this, even the dairy farmers. And I read a report where even the meat, they're closing down all the meat factories. What do you think, Larry? What is going on here?
I think we're having an engineered crisis is what I think.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, let me go down here. You got a few other things you mentioned in your blog. I got the urgent report. PLA. What is going on down south with Venezuela? I know they issued an arrest warrant for Maduro, but I haven't seen a thing after Millie and those guys were out telling us that they were going to take some action. Nothing. I haven't heard nothing at all.
Yeah, you really don't know whether it's possible that we may have something happen here in the U.S. In other words, I keep hearing a second black swan. In other words, coronavirus was the first black swan, which is bringing down the economy, and the second black swan we're waiting on. I expect that, the deep state and New World Order people are behind it, but it's very interesting that Trump basically has got so much of our military in gear. They're moving everywhere, and by the way, apparently a lot of our, naval ships, and I'm talking destroyers and other ships, military ships, including Coast Guard, have left the coastline or have gone out in the Caribbean, from my understanding.
Wow. Well, I did read an article where a Venezuelan military boat rammed one of our big cruise ships, and it sunk the Venezuelan military ship, and I guess the cruise ship's still sitting there. But that would be kind of an act of war, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and at the same time, we're not really paying much attention. Iran, some of their boats encircled a American-flagged oil freighter in the Gulf of Hormuz and held it hostage for like 3 hours, and I think then turned it loose. But they're probing. If we don't have a world war, it'll be because somebody couldn't find the matches.
Yeah. Well, we are like little babies in a crib, and somebody, little babies, figured out how to make a match, and they started playing with them. And I don't know how far the Lord's going to allow that to go. I think what's going to happen, we're going to get into a war, and then the arrival's going to come down. The fallen angels are going to come down, posing as God and his angels, and they are going to say, you kids got to quit this. We're not going to allow you to destroy the earth. You can't do it. And I wanted to get back to Dave Hodges. All Americans should get prepared for extended power grid outages, social chaos, rioting, armed looting, organized flash mob looters will hit commercial establishments, pharmacies, grocery stores will be targeted and then cleaned out. Extreme economic damage, a collapse in both commercial and residential mortgages, collapse of all investment instruments based on those mortgages. Food scarcity will increase over the next few months. Extreme food shortages in certain areas like eggs. Disrupted supply lines. Rapid loss of purchasing power of the dollar. Remember what it says. A day's wages for a loaf of bread. That's hyperinflation. Okay. The fiat currency, the final blowout stage of bailout insanity, By the time the government is done bailing everybody out, the dollar will be history. The U.S. government, as we know it, may be shattered. A possible scenario to consider is balkanization of America. Regional nation states such as Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, in other words, a breakup of the nation, which has been called for, Larry, by even the prophets. Who was your friend over there in Norway, right?
Yeah, that was Anton Johansson over 100 years ago said the Lord showed him the breakup of America. He didn't know what happened. It must have been, he said it appeared to be like a civil war or a revolution, but it all broke up America into three or four nation states, if you will. And he said the Lord told him more, but since it wasn't about Norway and his region, he couldn't remember it.
Yeah. No, we're in trouble because Jeremiah talks about ruler against ruler and violence in the land. And he also said that our borders would be wide open and that the Lord himself was going to fill us with aliens who would rise up at the proper time and take America down. And so we're going to be attacked from within and we're going to be attacked from without. Now, the question is, I often wondered, because it does say something about Babylon, even the least of them, so draw them out. And I've wondered, is this Maduro? Are we going to get into a full-scale war with Russia and China if we go in and attack Venezuela and to arrest Maduro? I mean,
well, Stuart?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I did see intelligence that was coming in the last few days that Trump and Putin have talked, and Putin has pulled his people out of Venezuela. Who Trump is going to fight over Venezuela is going to be the Chinese that are there. And also, mm-hmm. there's reported a huge Chinese group are in Cuba, too.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that at all. And when I went up into Canada, this was many, many years ago, the guy that I was dealing with took me up into what they call Queensland. It's nothing but really but forest. You can drive for hundreds of miles and see nothing but wood. But anyway, they were telling me that there were troops in some areas up there, that they had built bases up in there. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they said. You know, Canada only has a very small part of it that's actually inhabitable. Most of that is way, way to the north. It's very cold. The land is very rocky and sparse. And you know, if you go up, get a map and look at all the cities, most of them are along the border to America.
Well, if you'll remember, Stuart, about the time of Trump's impeachment, do you remember him making the remark that we need to buy Greenland, I believe it was?
Yes.
And remember that there was also reports, and I saw numerous reports that the mainstream media ignored, where Canadians had allowed the Chinese to come in and begin to spy and move on Greenland. So Trump made the remark, we ought to just buy it from them. In other words, take it over, because we got bases there underground.
Yep. Here's another headline back to the COVID stuff. Pandemic drones can now detect fever and coughing. They're going to do what China did. They're going to start using drones. But this is where this is kind of going. Former government advisor says people over 90 should not be clogging up the hospitals. Folks, this is where this is going. We're going down the same road Hitler went down. It worked the first time, so why change it? Any final word, Larry?
Well, I would be, if I was people, tomorrow's the 4th or midnight's the 4th, I would be very watchful. I would really be very, very watchful and wouldn't get a long way from home this weekend and going into the next week.
I agree with that 100%. Anyway, folks, this is a heads up. We are at the end, I believe firmly. We're at the end of things. And I believe the dispensation of grace is going to be closing fairly soon. Anyway, heads up. Take care. Your redemption does, in fact, draw nigh. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And if anything hits, we'll certainly do a show on it. Thanks. Good night, everyone.